Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. As promised, Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, is with us as guest this hour, and it is open forum. Anybody with any question at all, welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884, and you can ask Jimmy whatever question is on your mind. Do you want to know anything about the Bible, about the sacraments, about the church? But you know, when Jimmy's here, you can ask virtually anything you want to ask. I should just say call with any question, 888-318-7884. However, that's the last time I'm going to give out the number for a while, because we have the other number we have to give you. We are now in the second half of our pledge drive. We're in the home stretch. We've just got this last hour today, and then we'll visit with you a little bit tomorrow. We won't use a great deal of your time this hour, but every now and then we'll interrupt the program, ask you if you can support us. 888-291-8000 is that number. As a matter of fact, there's lots of lines open right now. If you want to just get started right now, 888-291-8000, then you can relax and watch the rest of the show or listen to the rest of the show. You can do it safe and secure online by yourself, from your phone, from your computer, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy, welcome. We got a match this hour. What's the match?
Well, my understanding is it's another $15,000. And we were fortunate to be able to make our match last hour. We had an overall goal for the hour, which we didn't quite reach, but with people's help, we'll be able to make that up this hour. So we do need people to get on the phones. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. As was mentioned last hour, we've got everybody who's available here at Catholic Answers manning the phones. And I can see right now that it looks like we've got eight lines open for you. So there are eight Catholic Answers employees here in the building who are just waiting to take your call. You'll get through quickly and easily. The process is painless. It does not take a long time. If by any chance you are listening to this after the show is over, you can go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online. You don't need a computer to do that. You can do it with your phone. The website is customized for your phone to make the experience easy. That also works all over the world, no matter where you are in the globe. CatholicAnswersRadio.com will work for you. But as we said, we do need to hear from people in this hour. We have some people who've been very generous with us in the previous hour. Want to say special thanks to John in Anchorage, Alaska, who joined the Founders Circle. He made a $5,000 donation. Also, Elvira in Blanchard, Oklahoma, joined the President's Club, as did Lisa in Sacramento, California. Those are $1,000 donations. And of course, we have lots of people making smaller donations, all of which are needed. So no matter what the size of your donation, it's very important. Cy, I know that we have some thank you gifts that we want to send people. What can you tell us about those?
The number 888-291-8000 or online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And it doesn't matter which way you do it. Either way, the phone number, 888-291-8000 or the internet, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, we want to send you this beautiful book, Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart. That's a brand new book from Father Thomas Daly and Mike Aquilina's latest book with a foreword from Scott Hahn called St. Joseph and His World. And he means it about his world. That's the part that I found kind of fun in that book, is a little bit of an exploration of what the world that St. Joseph lived in was like for the year of St. Joseph. If you can do a bit more, if you're able to do a monthly pledge of $45 a month or more, we can also, in addition to the books, send you Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture, a full college course from our School of Apologetics from Tim Staples, including video lessons, including book. We'll send it to you, a hard copy. That's for $45 a month or more. If you are
One of the nice things about the video courses from Catholic Answers School of Apologetics, you know, a lot of courses, they have big, long lectures, like 45 minutes, an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. Catholic Answers School of Apologetics is not like that. All of the lessons are short. They are bite-sized, so you can fit them into your schedule. It's much easier. You don't have to sit down and think, I'm going to be here for an hour and a half. It's just a few minutes. So very easy, bite-sized material.
And if that's at the $45 a month level. If you can pledge at the $84 a month level, we would love to welcome you into our President's Club, which is one of the giving societies here at Catholic Answers. And membership in the President's Club includes a subscription to Catholic Answers magazine, access to an apologist that's for club members. You get anything that we publish during the course of the year. If you ask for it, we'll send it to you for free. That's DVDs, that's CDs, that's books. You can have any of it that you like. That's that's at the President's Club level. And there are other benefits as well that you can find on the website. $84 a month, a pledge, and you are a member of the President's Circle. Lots of lines open right now, 888-291-8000 and a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We're about to go back to the phones and let Jimmy answer some questions. So I'll say it again, 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All right, let's head to the phones. Let's see who we got next. We got Dan in Pennsylvania listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Dan, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy and Si, how's it going?
Very well, thanks.
Good. So I just recently started reading St. Faustina's Diary, and I got past the part where it's about, you know, where she's contemplating about leaving the convent that she starts out with, and, you know, deciding on if she wants to go to a different one because of wanting to be able to be more involved in contemplative prayer. But then obviously it goes into, you know, her hearing the sign from God that, you know, or in Jesus that, you know, she should stay at the convent that she's at. And that made me kind of like got the question of free will coming to my head. And I kind of want to just kind of, because I've never actually understood the actual definition of what's God's ultimate will and what's the free will that, you know, that we kind of have as human beings, and differentiate that between, and obviously St. Faustina was had the blessing of being a mystic, so she was able to, you know, speak to Jesus one-on-one. But
so, Dan, is it that you're asking Jimmy to talk about the difference between what we have to do because God expressly wills it for us, and what things that we're free to choose for ourselves? Is that the nature of the question, Dan?
Essentially, yes. Just kind of understanding that difference between his ultimate will and the will that we have as humans to be able to make our own choices. And
all right, Jimmy.
Okay, so theologians commonly distinguish between at least two types of will that God has, and I think it's really more than two that we need to talk about. One type of will that they refer to is sometimes called God's preceptive will, and God's preceptive will involves things like do not commit adultery. It is not God's will for anyone to commit adultery. That contrasts with the other type of will that's commonly discussed, which is called God's permissive will. So that even though God, in one sense, does not will that anyone commit adultery, that's against his precepts, he nevertheless permits people by their own free will to choose to commit adultery. And so we can fairly quickly identify those two forms of will. God's preceptive will involves commands and prohibitions that are absolute. You must do this, you must not do that. And those precepts usually have a moral component. I mean, obviously the adultery commandment does. There are others, though, that are not intrinsically moral, like his precept that Jewish people be circumcised before the time of Christ. That was a command to the Jewish people, but it wasn't intrinsically moral the same way that fidelity in marriage is intrinsically moral. On the other hand, we have this permissive will where God allows people, he permits them to do both positive and negative things. And then, of course, as we're told in Scripture, he'll judge everyone according to their works. So if you use your free will as a human to obey his preceptive will, you'll be rewarded. If you use your free will as a human being to disobey his preceptive will, then you're going to experience the consequences of that, and they're negative. Spoiler warning. In addition to these two types of will, I think it's also important that we talk about a third sense in which God wills things. And this is one that is kind of in the middle. It doesn't involve absolute commands, but it does involve God showing people ways that are beneficial to them and to others. And there's not a special name for this that I'm aware of, but you see this, for example, in vocations. God, when he gives a person a vocation, he's not demanding that a person be a priest or be married or take religious vows. Those are things they could do, which would be good, and some people are more suited to one of those vocations than another, but it's not obligatory. It's not obligatory that you get married or that you become that you get ordained or that you get holy orders. Those are options. Those are ways of serving God, and they're good, and God wills them in a sense, but he doesn't will them in a way that positively obligates you, certainly not in most situations. And so this would be the kind of will you could call them, since you could call it God's will of counsel or his counseling will. He counsels you to do certain things. And that would be the type of will that's ordinarily involved in a vocation, like a religious vocation that St. Faustina had. In her case, because she was a mystic and she was in communication with God in a more direct way, it could be a little different for her. But most of the time, as long as you're not disobeying a commandment, we have a lot of freedom to choose among different goods, and God may give us nudges that suggest this would be a better good for you to pursue than some other good, but you're not sinning if you exercise free will and you make a different choice. This is something that St. Paul explores in his first letter to the Corinthians, where he talks about marriage, and he said, look, here in our circumstances today, especially in the first century, it's better for people who are single to stay single. But if your passions are strong, you're not sinning if you go ahead and get married. And so that's an illustration of how Paul is speaking, you know, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Paul is showing people a good that they could pursue, staying single in a time of crisis to be more devoted to the Lord. But on the other hand, they're not sinning if they don't do that. And so we also see this kind of middle will. Does that help you out?
Yeah, it does. I appreciate that explanation to kind of clear stuff up a little bit regarding that area. So
Jimmy has that effect on people. Thank you very much for that call. Hey, we're well into the second half now of our quarterly pledge drive. The way it works, we produce this show here at Catholic Answers. We provide it to radio stations and pretty much anybody who'll take it. As a matter of fact, I don't think we've ever said no to somebody. Anybody will take it to broadcast it. We provide it for free. So in addition to supporting EWTN and your local Catholic radio station, if your support here makes it possible for us to do this program and share it with others. And we only ask you for your help once every quarter. Right now, almost every line is full. All but one line is open.
I was going to say, we've got one person on the phone right now. All the other lines are open. So there's 12 people waiting to take your call.
888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. Or you can go CatholicAnswersRadio.com online. And every pledge, if it's $100, $10, $1,000, it's all matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000 as long as we have the match this hour. So right now it's all matched. 888-291-8000. We do need your support and virtually every line open. So we're much in need of your support right now. I want to thank Gregorius and Ron. Both of them are in Ontario, Canada. Both gave us their financial support. Dragon in Oslo, Norway. Mark in the UK. Mary in Quebec. All international supporters in the last few minutes. Thank you for your support. I'm sure that they probably went to CatholicAnswersRadio.com because that's the easiest way if you're overseas to make your pledge. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. here in the U.S. and Canada, you could probably, virtually everyone can call 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Only two lines full now. That means a whole bunch ready to take your call.
Si, you mentioned how we provide the show for free to radio stations around the country, and we're fortunate to be on several hundred stations. But as we mentioned, not that many people per station support us. We know how many people are in the radio club who are supporting us, and we know how many towers we're on, and it's easy to do division, although I know you say you won't do math on the air, Si. But we've only got actually 16 people per tower that are supporting us, per radio tower. And that's not a lot. We know there's a lot more than 16 people listening to us on each station, but only 16 of them are helping out. Now, that's actually an improvement. I remember in the old days, it was like 13. So we've been able to raise it, but we need to raise it further. It would be great to have 17, 18, 19 people supporting us per tower. And that's the kind of person that you want to be. You know, here on Catholic Answers Live, we come to you every weekday. We give you hours of great content, and it's available for you for free. You're a regular listener to the show, and you haven't supported yet. And in some cases, you know, that's understandable. But almost everybody can do at least something, even if it's just a small one-time gift. Almost everybody can do something. A lot of people can do more substantial things. Some of them can give very large gifts. But that's the kind of person we want to be. We want to be the kind of person that actually supports the source of the benefits they're receiving. Jesus himself said the laborer is worthy of his wages. And that's an important principle. You know, we need to, because it's the wages of the laborer that let the laborer keep going. And we here need your help in order to keep going. Now, in this case, it's a donation rather than payment. It's based on your generosity, but you want to be a generous person. And so please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000, and from anywhere in the world at any time of day, even after the show, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Another thing, Si, that I don't know that we've really focused on yet this drive is you may be an existing pledger. You may already be supporting us on a regular basis. If so, thank you. Please consider whether it might be possible for you to increase your donation. And if you do, you will have access to the premiums, to the thank yous that Si described a few minutes ago. If you're a current pledger and you're donating less than $18 a month, all you have to do to receive those books is increase your pledge to $18 a month. If you're a current pledger and you're currently giving $18 or more, and you increase that by $10. So if you're a $20 giver and you raise it to $30, or if you're a $30 giver and you raise it to $40, then you'll also get those books. Of course, if you get it up to $45, you're also eligible for the Tim Staples course, Evidence for the Church, from our School of Apologetics. And we have higher level ones yet if you want to join the President's Club or the Founders Circle. To join the President's Club, you just need to give $84 a month. Less than $100. So that's something a lot of people could do. If you want to join the Founders Circle and receive all the benefits of being one of the members of our core group of givers, that's $417 a month. So there are a bunch of options here, but we do need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000, a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Whether you're pledging a dollar or $1,000, it's all matched up to $15,000 until we've used up that $15,000 match this hour. 888-291-8000. Or you can always go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Up next, with his question, we go now to Nathan in Connecticut, watching on YouTube Live. Nathan, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my phone call today. Jimmy, I'm a big fan. All you guys, I love Catholic Answers.
Thanks, Nathan.
I was just calling. Yeah, of course. I was calling. My in-laws are Protestant, and we came across a conversation about the priesthood the other day. I'm a very devout Catholic. I love it. And he asked me, he claims that everyone's a priest, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, essentially that he could consecrate bread and, you know, turn into the body and blood of Christ. And I know that that's not true. I just don't know exactly how to break it down. So I was hoping that maybe you can help me out with that.
Sure. So Protestants commonly recognize two types of priesthood in the New Testament. They recognize that Jesus is our high priest, and that's something that's very clearly stressed in the book of Hebrews, for example. And then they recognize that ordinary believers are also priests. And for that, they'll cite a verse from 2 Peter, where Peter describes the Christian community as a kingdom of priests. What they tend not to be aware of is the fact that that verse is actually a quotation from the Old Testament. And if you look back in the Old Testament, what it says is that Israel is going to be a kingdom of priests. And that means that that's the background. If we want to understand what Peter means when he describes the Christian community as a kingdom of priests, we need to go back to the Old Testament and say, okay, in what sense was Israel a kingdom of priests? And how did the priesthood work in Israel? Well, in Israel, ordinary believers were priests in the sense that they could announce God's word. They could offer God what St. Paul later calls the sacrifice of praise. So they could do that. But there were things that ordinary Israelites could not do. They could not, for example, offer sacrifices at the temple. In order to be able to do that, you had to be a member of the tribe of Levi and a descendant of Aaron. And in other words, you needed to have an authorization not to just be one of the common priests that everybody was. You needed to be able to do these higher ministerial functions as part of what you could call the ministerial priesthood. And then, of course, at the top of the ministerial priesthood in Israel was the high priest, originally Aaron and later descendants of Aaron. Now, that shows us that in the Old Testament, there was a threefold structure of priesthood. It was kind of like a pyramid. At the top, you had the high priest. Below him, you had a broader group of ministerial priests. And below them, you had the common priesthood of all Israelites. So that's the background that St. Peter has in mind when he applies this verse to the Christian community. And so obviously, it establishes that there's a common priesthood that all Christians have by virtue of our baptism. Obviously, as Hebrews teaches us, we have a high priest in Jesus Christ. And that invites us to say, well, huh, do we have any evidence for a middle ministerial priesthood in the Christian community? Well, yes, we do. Jesus clearly chose the apostles to be priests by telling them to perform the Eucharist, do this in memory of me. The Eucharist is a sacrifice. He's commissioning them to be priests right there. He also does other things for them that empower them specially to do priestly things. In John 21, for example, or John 20, actually, he comes to them and empowers them by the Holy Spirit to forgive sins. That's the basis of the sacrament of confession. He didn't do that for everybody. He did it for his core disciples. And if you read what St. Paul has to say in the book of Romans, he talks about how he has a priestly work that he does of bringing the Gentiles to God as an offering. And so St. Paul indicates he's got this unique priestly work that's different from what other people are doing. So given the fact that the Old Testament had this threefold priesthood, and that we see these same common elements coalescing around Jesus and his authorized ministers, and then more broadly, the Christian community as a whole, we need to recognize that that same kind of threefold structure applies to the Christian priesthood as well. If you'd like more information about this, you can go to my website, jimmyakin.com, and look in the file library for the priesthood debate, where I go into all this in more detail. detail.
And thank you so much. Really appreciate that call. Lots of folks on the lines. It's open forum. Nathan, thanks for that call. And we're going to get back to the phone lines promptly. However, this is our opportunity. Once every 3 months, we have the opportunity to come to you and ask you for your support. We only use part of each hour during the 6 hours of our pledge drives. And we have to raise exactly 2 seconds worth of a Super Bowl commercial to be fully funded for the next month. That covering Nick and Marie and Darren and all the lights and Jimmy and the computer that I'm looking at right now. And it's all for what it would cost to put on 2 seconds of a Super Bowl commercial. And we rely completely on you for that. That's $200,000 we got to raise every 3 months. We're halfway there now. You can call and pledge your support right now. 888-291-8000. Every pledge is matched right now up to $15,000. 888-291-8000.
And we've got 8 lines open right now, so we got plenty of people standing by to take your call. And this is a really great time to call because we're about to go into our hard break. We have to do this so that stations can do station identification and things like that. You're not going to miss anything. We'll be taking more questions on the other side of the break, but you won't miss anything right now. And we've got lines open, so that means it's a great time to call. Remember, as St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, God loves a cheerful giver. So if this show cheers you up, if it benefits you, by all means, give us a call, 888-291-8000, and show us the kind of cheerful givers that you want to be.
$15,000 dollar for dollar match on right now, 888-291-8000, or online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and very possibly helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's open forum. Jimmy Akin is here. There are lots of folks on the line, and we are going to get to you. Hang on. We're going to get to your questions. We got to take a few minutes between questions to remind folks that right now we are in the midst of our quarterly pledge drive where we need to be fully funded for the next 3 months, and then we don't bother you for 3 months. And that will fund everything that we need to do here in order to provide the radio program, all the streaming video, whether it's the hundreds of thousands of people who see us on YouTube or Facebook and all the other things, including our podcasts, it's funded by you. And so we come to you once every quarter to ask you for your support. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, 888-291-8000. I know there is still matching money left, so we still have part of that $15,000 to use up. I want to just review for you real quick before I go back to Jimmy, the giving levels, because as we've been saying, and as we try to share each time, it means a great deal to us if people will become our partners monthly in giving a monthly pledge that will be kind of automatic for us. And that creates a base from where we feel solid for, you know, try all kinds of new things like the School of Apologetics. Well, we wouldn't be able to start a School of Apologetics if we didn't feel, well, there's a certain base that we can count on. And so if you will pledge $18 a month or more, $18 a month or more, we're going to send you two wonderful new books given to us to give to you by their publishers. First, St. Joseph and His World, the new book from Mike Aquilina, and from Father Thomas Daly, Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart. Can send you both at a monthly pledge of $18 or more. Did you want to say something before I do the rest, Jimmy?
No, go ahead, do the rest.
Okay, at $45 a month or more, Evidence for the Church, Understanding Scripture, Understanding the Church in Scripture. That's a full course of 54 short lessons with a book and everything. It comes to your house, hard copy, at $45 a month or more, and also the books come. If you can go to the level of $84 a month or more, you get all that, but you also become a member of our President's Club, which has all kinds of benefits, which you can look up on our website. But among the benefits, a full year of the magazine, a full year of everything we publish if you want it. You just ask for what you want. Whatever's published that year, we'll send it to you. And many other benefits. That's at $84 a month. If you can do that $84 a month pledge right now, I can tell you we're a bit behind for this hour, and it would go a long way to getting us there, just a few of those $84 a month pledges. And we'd love to welcome you to the President's Club, 888-291-8000.
And we want to welcome and thank the newest members of the President's Club. They include Connie from Rockport, Texas, Greg from Lambertsville, Michigan, and Janine from Youngstown, Ohio. Each one of them has joined the President's Club. Now, in their cases, they chose to make a $1,000 one-time donation, but you don't have to do $1,000 all at once. You can do just $84 a month. You know, that's if you take the family out to a restaurant, as if you can do that today,
yeah.
You know, you might well spend $84. So it's like the price of a family meal. And if you could do that on a monthly basis over the course of a year, that adds up to $1,000, and you join the President's Club and you get all of the benefits that Cy mentioned, including everything we publish here during the course of that year. All of the books, all of the DVDs, all of the magazines, all of the things. And you know you want all of the things. So by all means, if you can do $84 a month, give us a call at 888-291-8000. I can see we've got five open lines right now with people standing by for you, so you'll get through quickly and easily. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I'm going to go back to the lines. Want to do one more international thank you. Auckland, New Zealand, Engelbert, thank you for becoming a supporter of Catholic Answers Live. You around the world, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or if you're more local to us, 888-291-8000. Let's see who we've got next up for Jimmy Akin. We go now to Veronica in Texas, watching on YouTube Live. Veronica, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, okay, I understand I'm Catholic, and I've always heard that we always sin either conscious or unconsciously, mentally by action or omission. But I don't understand why the church or the Lord, by we can read it in the Bible, sees fornication as a deadly sin. I understand that St. Paul said in Corinthians, I think, that fornication is a sin against our own body. But did Jesus emphasize that fornication was a sin? Severe or heavy or deadly sin?
All right, Jimmy, Jesus?
Jesus certainly emphasized that certain forms of sexual sin are very bad. He talked about this, for example, in the context of divorce. He said that if you divorce and marry another person, it's adultery. You know, if you had a valid marriage and you marry someone else, you're not really married to that person, and it's a state of perpetual adultery. He also emphasized this in the Sermon on the Mount, the dangers of sexual sins. He said, if you look at another person lustfully you know, voluntarily entertaining sexual thoughts about the person, that is the same as committing adultery. You're essentially committing adultery in your heart. So Jesus did talk about sexual sin. He did emphasize it. St. Paul emphasizes it, but we should not pit St. Paul against Jesus. St. Paul is an apostle of Jesus. Jesus appeared to St. Paul and commissioned him to go teach his word. So we can't say that, oh, it's just St. Paul. No, no, no. St. Paul is Jesus's authorized representative. That's what the word apostle in Aramaic, the language that Jesus and Paul spoke, it's sliha, and it means ambassador or delegate. St. Paul is the delegate that Jesus sent to us. And even more than that, when he's writing scripture, he's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And as the Second Vatican Council said, under the gift of inspiration, the biblical authors, like St. Paul, wrote everything that God wanted and nothing more. And so as a result, the Second Vatican Council says, everything that's affirmed in sacred scripture is affirmed by the Holy Spirit. And so as a result, I mean, the Holy Spirit is God. God doesn't lie. And so if St. Paul asserts the grave sinfulness of fornication, the Holy Spirit, God himself, asserts the grave sinfulness of fornication. Now, we can go further and say, well, why would it be gravely sinful? And the answer, I think, comes pretty quickly. It's because sexual activity is how God designed us to reproduce, and that it brings new life into the world, and new life is very important, and having sex outside of marriage, which is what fornication is, brings children into the world outside of marriage, or God forbid, tempts their parents to kill their own children by abortion. And that's great. Those things are gravely sinful. Human children are dependent on their parents for almost two decades. God designed us in such a way that children need their parents. They need an extended upbringing, and having sex outside of marriage deprives them of that. And so it gravely harms other human beings, namely the children that are born in particular, also the spouses, but also the children who are born. There are big stakes on the line when human reproductive activity, also known as sex, is involved. And that's why sexual sins are so serious.
Thank you so much for the call and for the question, Veronica. Appreciate that. It's Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin is our guest, and it's open forum today. You can call and ask about whatever you want. You can call from anywhere in the world. You can call whether you're Catholic or not Catholic, and that's what we do here at Catholic Answers. As a matter of fact, many times, some of the best conversations we have ever had have been here. I've been with people who disagree with us, sometimes quite strenuously disagree with us on issues such as the right to life, or issues such as the existence of God, or the truth of the Bible, or the validity of the sacraments. As a matter of fact, I would venture to say you will find very few places, very few media outlets where disagreement is so welcome and where we enjoy the conversation so much. I think that's why Catholic Answers is listened to and supported by so many people who are not Catholic. And we're very, very happy about that, because in our view, Catholic faith is for everyone, and we'd like it to be an invitation to everyone. As a matter of fact, the world needs that invitation to be explicitly made so that people know that they are invited to become sons and daughters of God through becoming brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, who he sent to save us. That's what we do here, and we need your support to continue to do it. 888-291-8000 is the number you can call to pledge your support right now. We are well past the halfway mark of our February pledge drive. We only do these four times a year, and we only do it a few minutes, an hour during each pledge drive. We're well past the halfway mark, but we're just past the halfway mark as far as funding goes. That's very good news. We're more than halfway there as far as being funded, but we've got a ways to go, and we need your support. 888-291-8000.
And in fact, Si, I'm looking at the current totals. We still have a few thousand dollars left on our $15,000 match for this hour. We're still quite a ways away from our hourly goal. So we do need to hear from you in order to be able to meet those goals. We've got lots of lines open right now. I see we have 10 lines open right now. We do have some people calling in who are able to make some larger donations, like Claire from Fulshear, Texas, and Pamela from Carpenter, Wyoming, and already mentioned Janine from Youngstown, Ohio. But we're not where we need to be. So we do need to hear from you. The number to call, regardless of the size of your donation, although if you have the means to make a larger one, please consider it. And if you're not ready to, if you need a little extra time to think about it, that's okay, because we're going to be here tomorrow again. Some people may need to think about it overnight. They may need to talk with their spouse. That's just fine. Please do those things, and please let us hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000, and you can go any time of day from anywhere in the world to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Thank you for everything you're doing, and I just want to really encourage people listening to pick up the phone, to give $25 a month. You know, you'll hardly miss it. That's a couple lunches, you know, less during the work week, but it's changing lives. It's changed not only my life, my whole family's, and I'm forever grateful for it.
That's our listener, Logan. Logan, thank you for that, for those kind words. Lots and lots of lives changed. Every day, lives changed by listening to Catholic Radio, by listening to Catholic Answers Live, and hearing the faith proclaimed. I love that Logan counts his money by lunches. That's how I do it too, Logan. That's how I value my money. How many lunches could I get for that? $25 a month gift right now from anyone, and we'll send you the two books that we've got, Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and the Devotion to the Sacred Heart. And we'll also send you St. Joseph and His World. I really think you're going to be delighted by this book. It's just so much fun to learn about St. Joseph, but also about what modern scholarship and archaeology are teaching us about the world that St. Joseph occupied. Perfect book for this year of St. Joseph. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Logan says $25 a month. It's two lunches. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, I think we should just go back to the phones. You want to go back to the phones?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go to Pennsylvania. Charlotte, listening in Pennsylvania. You there with us, Charlotte?
Hello.
Hello, Charlotte. Go ahead.
So I'm a substitute teacher, and I go to a Catholic school. And he said, who thinks it's unfair that women can't be priests? And everybody raised their hand except me. And I want to, like, I don't really understand why, like, I didn't raise my hand. So could you explain that, please?
Sure. So even though God loves everybody equally, he loves men and women equally, he made us different. And those differences are okay. They're part of God's plan. Women get to do some things that men don't get to do. Women get to be mothers. Men never get to be mothers. A man can't have a baby. He can't give life in that way. But women can, and that's something very special. By contrast, by Jesus's choice, men are able to do some things that women can't, one of which is being ordained as a priest. And that's something where it kind of, in a way, balances what women can do by giving physical life to babies. Men who are ordained can give spiritual life through the sacraments. And so it kind of balances in a way. Now, you know, there are other things I could mention. The fact that women aren't priests isn't in any way a disparagement of women. Jesus's own mother, the Virgin Mary, is the greatest human being ever. She's better than anybody, but she wasn't a priest. Her privilege, her task, her gift in life was different. She got to be the mother of the Messiah. She got to give Jesus physical life, and she's more honored than anybody. So I would say that because of the choices that Jesus made to give us different roles and different gifts, we don't all have the same gift, that we need to honor that. And it is fair, because if you don't have one gift, you'll have a different gift, and we're all equal in God's sight. The second thing I would say is I think you probably already have mentioned it to your parents, but if not, I would definitely mention to your parents that your substitute teacher did this. If I were a parent, I would be very concerned about my Catholic school employing a substitute teacher who goes into class and openly tries to undermine church teaching in and the belief of children in church teaching in this way. And if I was one of your parents, I would have a serious talk with the school principal about this incident. So be sure and let your parents know about this if you haven't already.
Charlotte, you're such a brave person to stand all by yourself when the whole class went the other way. That is so impressive. That's what Jesus calls us all to do. And, I wish I was as brave as you. I'll just say that. I wish I was as brave as you. You're a brave, smart, strong person. I hope you'll call us again. Will you call again sometime, Charlotte?
Yes, okay. I will.
All right. God bless you, sister. Hey, our number, 888-291-8000. We're coming into the last moments now. Boy, Charlotte's really inspiring. That's really inspiring. We're coming into the last moments now. We got a long way to go to be fully funded for this hour. I have to say, it's been a wonderful pledge drive so far. You've been so generous. But we've got 15, maybe roughly about $1,000 a minute to do between now and the top of the hour to be where we need to be at the end of 2 days of fundraising. So, and almost all the lines are open, 888-291-8000.
What you were saying is exactly right, Si. I'm monitoring our total board, and we do, in order to meet our hourly goal, we need to make about $1,000 a minute, over a little bit more actually, over the next 15 minutes. So please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. As Si said, we've got lots of lines open for you. Right now, we've got 9 lines open. So there are definitely people who are there to answer your call. It'll only take seconds. You won't have to wait on the line. You'll get through. It'll be a very easy and painless process. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Earlier, we mentioned that even if you're already a donor, if you're able to raise your monthly donation, you can still get the books that we were talking about. If you are an $18 a month donor, or if I should say, if you're not yet an $18 a month donor and you raise your pledge to $18, then you get both of those books, the one about St. Joseph and the one about the Sacred Heart. You know, an interesting thing about the Sacred Heart is St. Paul VI now talked about the role of the Sacred Heart in healing the world of its problems. And on the St. Joseph book, you may think, you know, how much is there to say about St. Joseph? Well, there's a lot. Archaeology, for example, has uncovered a lot about the world in St. Joseph's time and the kind of challenges he encountered and the kinds of things he experienced. And it will just enrich and deepen your understanding both of the scriptural texts that talk about St. Joseph and what he actually experienced, what happened to him on a day-to-day basis, the dangers he faced, you may wonder about like the flight to Egypt when he took the baby Jesus there to avoid Herod. Where did he go? Were there Jewish communities in Egypt? What were they like? How did they work? All of that kind of stuff is covered in this book. If you make a pledge of $18 a month or increase your pledge to $18 a month, you'll be getting that. If you're already pledging at $18 or higher a month and you increase by just $10, then you'll get that book as well as Behold This Heart, the book about the Sacred Heart by Father Thomas Daly. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We mentioned earlier about St. Paul's famous saying in 2 Corinthians that God loves a cheerful giver. Like we said, if this show gives you cheer, if it makes you happy, if it gives you benefits, then give us a call and show us the kind of cheerful giver that you want to be.
888-291-8000 lines filling up as Jimmy was speaking. There are 2 lines open right now. Let's get those 2 full. We'd love it if you would become our partner in this work, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly pledge. 888-291-8000. Don't forget, if you're listening later when we are not on the air, or if you're listening now anywhere around the world, you can just go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's get another question in here. Wendy in Boston, Massachusetts, watching on YouTube Live. Wendy, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Very nice to meet you. I would like to say, please, you guys call in if 170 of you guys are watching, if 170 of people give $10, it goes a long way. And I already did made my pledge as well. This resource
Thank you.
Is worth it.
You are hired, Wendy. You're hired.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, on to my question. I'm currently in a Bible study group with a Protestant, and I'm kind of in a position to defend the priesthood, of course, and I've used all of the amazing answers that you've just given on your website, as well as the gentleman before me. She did bring up a really good point that did have me stumped, which was in Mark chapter 9, verse 38-39, it says that, John said, teacher, we observed that somebody else was expelling demons in your name, but we forbade him because he was not with us. And so my friend's argument was this, if priests were given the special ministry of expelling demons, why would there be other people that have that gift as well? Because her thought of the hierarchy is, because she's a Protestant, so she thinks Jesus is the high priest, and then we're all like the general ministry. The general priesthood, that's all that's needed. That's all the Bible proves. We don't need anything else.
I think we got it, Wendy. I just want to get to Jimmy because we have little time, but go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, so like I recommended to the previous gentleman, for a general background on the biblical basis of the New Testament priesthood, go to jimmyakin.com and look up the priesthood debate. You can just Google Jimmy Akin priesthood debate and it should get you there. In terms of your specific question about the ministry of exorcism, that ministry is not exclusive to priests. So in the New Testament itself, we read in Mark 9 about this individual who was not one of the core disciples, but who was expelling demons. We also read about, in the book of Acts, about a Jewish exorcist who wasn't even Christian. We also read Jesus, when people challenge his ministry of exorcism, he says, well, by who... You know, some people accused him of driving out demons by demonic power. And he said, well, if I'm doing that, by whose power are your sons, who are not his followers but are Jewish, by whom are they driving out demons? And so Jesus acknowledged that there were Jewish people who were driving out demons who were not his followers. And that does show us that the ministry of exorcism is not exclusively associated with the priesthood. And in fact, Christians, ordinary Christians, are able to do what are called minor exorcisms. Now, they're not authorized, and you know, these are basic prayers, deliverance prayers and things like that. The church even has authorized deliverance prayers for ordinary laity to use. But if you're really tangling with a full-blown case of possession where a demon is manifesting in a really big way, that's dangerous. And so you need special training and extra spiritual gifts like the gifts that you get in ordination really help with that. And so as a matter of canon law, the church has said if you're going to tangle with a full-blown case of possession, we want priests to handle that because they have extra, and not any priest, only certain priests who have special training. So it makes sense because Jesus himself acknowledged some demons are harder to deal with than others. He said, like, some only come out by prayer and fasting. And so some demons, especially the ones that are manifesting with full-blown cases of possession, the church really wants a specialist dealing with that because it is dangerous. But in terms of minor exorcisms and just saying deliverance prayers, that's something that's more broadly available to Christians. And, you know, the church doesn't have a teaching on this, but I'm sure just like in Jesus' day, if Jewish people were doing the same thing, then God could answer Jewish people and help them out too with cases of minor exorcisms, for example.
And thank you, Wendy, for your very kind words, encouraging folks to support us. And thank you for your question. We're heading into now, we'll just the last day now is all that's left after this, the next few moments for us to be fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291 is where you can call, talk to somebody here in the building with us at Catholic Answers and make your pledge. Or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I have two notes to thank people. It says a friend from Louisiana donated donated $4,500 anonymously. Please mention on the air if you can. And of course, thank you for that $4,500 anonymous donation. And right next to it, a caller who said that he donated $25, doesn't have much, and he's on a fixed income, would like to hear on the radio that small donations count and not just big ones. I hope that
Absolutely.
We've made that clear. I really do hope that we've made that clear, because we can't do it. Well, I'll put it this way. When we reach our goal, it's going to have been everybody all together that made it possible for us to reach that goal. If you took out the small donations, we wouldn't make it. If you took out the big donations, we wouldn't make it. We try to be very wise in the way we spend that money. As I've been fond of saying this time, you could fund only 2 seconds of a Super Bowl commercial for what we get 3 months of our entire media ministry paid for with. So we think we do it economically. We do need your support. 888-291-8000.
And we're going into our final closing here. We're going to have people standing by on the phones for as long as people keep calling. We've got several lines open right now. This is a great time to call. You won't miss anything. The number to call is 888-291-8000. If you're listening after the show, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But please let us hear from you today.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. While we're on this pledge drive, it all goes to the same spot where you can call right now. Folks are going to stay answering the phones, as Jimmy said. 888-291-8000. Tomorrow, Jimmy will be back. 2 hours, open forum, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.